This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Scott Tong was talking about the global oil market up at the top of the program. Well, twice a year at the Superdome in New Orleans, a big chunk of the U.S. oil and natural gas industry gets bought and sold. Energy companies bidding for the rights to drill for offshore oil and natural gas under the Gulf of Mexico. From WWNO in New Orleans, Eve Tro has the story.
First thing you see at the Western Planning Area Lease Sale 238 is the map of what's for sale. There's the familiar curve of Texas along the Gulf. Corpus Christi, Galveston.
This is off the coast of Texas.
The water off the coast, 21.6 million acres, is marked off in a grid. Carol Fagot with the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management explains.
These blocks are generally 3x3.
3x3 miles.
3x3 miles, yes, that's right. The companies are bidding on the rights to drill in that particular block. Actually, these are...
We're interrupted by an extensive mic check. This is a public auction, after all. Bids must be heard loud and clear.
Mic checking, 1, 2, 3.
The feeling in the room is dry as a bone serious. But there's a sign posted that hints at drama. No masks, costumes with head coverings, props or posters.
Well, we have had protesters. We've had somebody come in a polar bear costume. We have had people come with dollar bills attached to themselves. They want to bring in large signs. And we're conducting business here, so we really can't allow that type of thing in the bidding room.
This is big government business. There are thousands of these 3x3 mile blocks to manage. All blocks look the same on paper, blue squares of water. But the names of certain areas hint at what's underneath. Alaminos Canyon, East Breaks, and the so-called landmen here, from BP, Shell, Chevron, and others, know what's under the seafloor. Or they hope they do.
Somewhat, it's somewhat of a gamble.
Randall Luthy is with the National Ocean Industries Association.
They do it by looking at seismic data. They look at other data, like if there are some blocks nearby that have been producing. You know, you'd use your best expertise to guess which areas might contain, you know, important geological formations that might actually hide or contain oil and gas. And then they take a guess at how much that would be worth.
This year marks the return of BP to this auction. The EPA banned the company from bidding on new blocks, part of the fallout of the 2010 oil spill. So there's some suspense around BP's plans, which aren't known until the auction starts.
The bids are sealed until they're opened up later today, and so it's a little bit like the Academy Awards. You open up the envelope and announce the who bid and how much.
Now, without further ado...
Welcome, and I thank all of you for attending today's sale.
No long acceptance speeches. Auctioneer John Rohde with the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management moves pretty quick.
Alaminos Canyon, a bid by BHP Billiton, $3,106,250. A bid by BP Exploration and Production, Inc., $2,321,027.
The oil company landmen are tight-lipped. Most hold up a hand when they see my microphone. No interviews. But they carefully mark down each bid and whisper to each other as the prices go public. Each bid is whisked off in a briefcase. This is a relatively small sale. It's all over in half an hour.
And our last bid today is Keathley Canyon.
The government's own geologists and other experts make sure the company has paid a fair price for what they think is under the water. If not, the bid gets rejected. Tallied up, this auction brought in about $110 million. Ben Waring sells data systems to oil companies. He points to the map, says the sale held surprises.
BP bought everything it wouldn't nail down in this area right here.
An area called Port Isabel. If there's oil worth tapping there, it'll take years of development and many more millions of investment to get it out. The auction bids are just a drop in the bucket of the lucrative universe that is Gulf of Mexico deep water drilling. In New Orleans, I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.